This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Mitt Romney is standing by his words from a private fundraiser that were caught on videotape, though he says they were not elegantly stated. In the video, which was obtained by the liberal magazine Mother Jones, Romney says 47% of the country pay no income tax and are therefore predisposed to vote for President Obama.
All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what.
Well, that video is already dominating the political headlines, so let's get to the facts about that 47%. Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, let's talk about this number, 47%. Is that correct? Do those people really pay no federal income taxes?
Roughly half of Americans pay no income tax. That's down a little bit from a couple of years ago when we were just slightly above 50% in 2008, 2009 at the height of the recession. And we anticipate it will fall below 40% by the end of the decade.
And who are these people who pay no taxes?
About half of them are people with incomes so low that they have absolutely no taxable income. They're low-income elderly, they're low-income working families. The other half are people who benefit from various tax preferences. They have low tax liability to begin with, and various tax preferences, things like the child credit or earned income tax credit, zero out their liability entirely.
But they do have to pay some taxes, right? I mean, isn't that a little bit deceiving that they don't pay any? I mean, they're going to pay state taxes, local taxes, payroll taxes in many cases.
As I say, two-thirds of them pay payroll taxes because they work. Most of them will pay state income taxes or sales taxes. It's very hard to avoid tax. You buy a tank of gasoline, you pay a federal excise tax. You buy cigarettes or tobacco, you pay a federal excise tax. You fly in an airplane, you pay those excise taxes. So these people do pay taxes.
So as a tax policy expert, when you heard those words from Mitt Romney, what did you think?
I was absolutely shocked that he would use that group to target people who feel they're entitled to things. We all benefit from the tax preferences in the system, and the people who benefit most are the wealthiest Americans. Mitt Romney himself benefits hugely from the 15% preferential rate on capital gains. The difference is, if you're a low-income person with a low basic tax liability, the tax preferences, small ones that you get, will wipe out that liability entirely. If you're a very wealthy person, your basic tax liability is high, and even though you get very large tax preferences, they're not enough to zero out your tax bill.
Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.